Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. Happy Halloween Eve, everybody. I took a little bit of a break to deal with some personal things, so there wasn't much of releasing last week, and I feel like I haven't been doing justice this October with my releases. Usually I pump out as much as I can, but I've been, you know, taking a little bit more time with the little dude and making sure his October is just as fun as it is for me, and I want to make sure that I'm getting as much as I can with him with either movies or, you know, going to farms and stuff like that. So I've been taking a little bit more family time this year, which has been really, really cool and fun. And I haven't been doing as much as I wanted on the podcast this year, but I'm going to be going full force for the rest of the year. And I have some really cool things planned for next year that I have been working on in the background. And I'm very, very excited for everybody to see what's going on. And next month or so, I should be talking about it, hopefully by the end of the year. But today, we're here to celebrate Halloween. And I felt like I needed to give something to everybody who watches or listens to the show, especially for those who tune in for the Screenbox Essential Picks, which that's what today is, but it's more of a special episode rather than a numbered episode. I wanted to do a Halloween special, you know, a one-off type thing to kind of get everybody into the spirit of the season. So I went and watched as much as I could on Screenbox within the last couple of days to really hone in on some films I think really will get you into the Halloween spirit and what you should be watching on Halloween Day. Because I know I'm going to be watching these again tomorrow before I take the little guy out trick-or-treating. But I guess without further ado, let's go ahead and talk about our three films that I want everybody to go check out, whether you've seen it or you haven't seen it. I know one of these, everybody's going to be like, oh my God, enough of that already. But I think it's important to watch some of these films to get into that spirit if you're not in it already. I mean, unless you're me, who is in the Halloween spirit, you know, all year round, 24/7. But for those who are really looking for a great time and some great things to watch, whether with the family or by yourself, or to just really, you know, beef up your mood a little bit. And today I have handpicked, actually, it's more like two movies and a documentary that ends up being like another movie. So it's like four movies in itself because it's technically a series. But the first one I'm going to say is Trick or Treat from 1986. And this is a super important one. I had to put this one in here. And I'm happy that, you know, it's on Halloween. It revolves around spooky shit that happens and whatnot. But this is a film that has never been on any streaming platforms at all. And there's a 4K restoration coming out. And I'm actually friends with somebody who is friends with the guy who helped get this all together. So, you know, it's kind of close to home. And I needed to put this on this list for those of you who have either been looking out for this film to see if there's a way for you to watch it. Because this is one I've been searching out for a long, long time to watch again. I think the last time I saw this was maybe back when Blockbuster and whatnot was around where I could rent it. But even then, I think it was very, very slim. But we have Trick or Treat, 1986, which we will dive into very briefly. Then we have Terrifier 2, which I know is the one that everybody's going to say, oh my god, I'm so tired of hearing Terrifier 2, Terrifier this, whatever, whatever, whatever. I know there's a lot of people in my circle that are kind of all terrified out. But trust me, it's on this list for a reason. And I know you probably have seen it. And you actually have multiple chances to see it. You have it on Screenbox, and then it's also going to theaters the day after Halloween, which I will be going to attend. And then for our final film, that's more like two films, is You're So Cool, Brewster, The Story of Fright Night. And that's from my dear friends over at Dead Mouse Productions. So let's go through these films one by one, kind of give you what's going on, give you the summary, and why I think it's essential, and why I think it's an essential Halloween viewing. So Trick or Treat, we have a bullied teenage boy is devastated after the death of his heavy metal idol, Sammy Kerr. But as Halloween night approaches, he discovers that he may be the only one who can stop Sammy from making a satanic comeback from beyond the grave. So this is kind of in the same vein as a lot of these other 80s horror movies that came out during like the whole satanic panic and, you know, all the religious zealots and crazy people out there that are saying heavy metal is the devil and we need to put an end to it. So, you know, we had the whole lawsuit stuff going on. You had like Dee Snider out there who like broke a lot of ground for music. And there was a lot of horror films and films in general. Like you got like Black Roses. You have this one. There's a couple other, but these are like those are the main two that I remember off the top of my head of, you know, people kind of going with that and making a movie out of it, saying, oh yeah, so we are the devil, you know. And this one, we have, you know, Sammy Kerr that you guys has heard in the synopsis kind of come back from this one vinyl record that was out, and the kid that was super into him played it backwards and he came back and whatnot. So it's all about, you know, like playing with the satanic stuff. And it's also an awesome movie and has a great fucking soundtrack from Fastway, which I've actually listened to that album a lot, that was made for this film. And as a drummer, I played that album a lot. So it's a great film. It is rated R. There's not really any kind of like crazy blood or gore or anything like that. So if you guys are asking about that, not really. There's a few kind of like, wow, that's some cool effects scenes right there. A little bit of nudity in there for those of you who are wondering. But it's, you know, revolving around high school. So there's a lot of high school hijinks going on in there. And a lot of rock and roll and some cool appearances from Gene Simmons and Ozzy Osbourne. So it's definitely a film you need to go and check out. And then next, we have Terrifier 2, which I have reviewed on here. I've interviewed a lot of people from this film over on this channel. I'll put some of the links and stuff floating around on the screen somewhere over here for you guys to check out. But, you know, Art the Clown's back. If you guys have seen the first one, he's back in this one. Here's a synopsis. I'm not going to go too much into this because of how much I've already covered it. But it is after being resurrected by a sinister entity, Art the Clown returns to the timid town of Miles County, where he targets a teenage girl and her younger brother on Halloween night. And it's a great film. Super fun, over the top. It's overall fun. So go check that one out. And then our final one is You're So Cool, Brewster, The Story of Fright Night. And I can read you the synopsis, but you guys pretty much know what it is by a documentary. An extensive look at the making of Fright Night 1985 and Fright Night Part 2 1988, featuring exclusive interviews with cast and crew members, rare photos, behind-the-scenes footage, and more. So these films, there's so much to talk about with them, but it's not my job to do that. My job is to highlight these for you guys and to know that these are something that should be on your watch list, especially since this is on Screenbox. And I love everything they're doing over there. I love highlighting their films that need to be highlighted for those of you who don't know it's on there. I know the Fright Night one, this is actually documented it. I brought up to a lot of people in my circle or friends who do podcasts, and I say, hey, have you guys seen that Fright Night documentary from the Dead Mouse production guys? And they go, there's a Fright Night documentary out? I'm like, yeah, it's on Screenbox. So this one, I feel like it's kind of buried with some of the other ones that they've been putting out. Like they have, you know, the Robert Englund doc, the Pennywise doc, the Robo doc. That's fucking awesome. So go check this one out. It's a lot of fun. It's two parts. The first part focusing on the first film, and the second part focusing on the second film. It's really, really fun, and it really puts you in that zone. These are all great, great viewings. And I know I usually have my order of what I think is the best way to view these films. And I think start with Terrifier 2. You know, get the really crazy, you know, batshit film right there front and center. And you get the really nice fall vibes and Halloween vibes in there. And over-the-top craziness. And then break it up with watching both parts of the You're So Cool, Brewster, The Story of Fright Night. Watch both of those, because you're going to want to jump from the first one to the second one, because these documentaries, how great they are, especially with the Robo Doc, it's a four-part one, so like you watch that, and you're like, oh, I got to watch the next one. So watch Fright Night, and then end it with a super killer soundtrack, great film, crazy effects, and just over the top 80s with Trick or Treat 1986. You won't regret it. You can watch it in that order, or if you have a different one that you want to do, that's up to you. And please let me know after you've watched any of these, or if you watched all of them, let me know in the comments below, or anywhere you're watching this, or, you know, let me know on Twitter or Instagram, any place like that. Let me know what you thought of these films, and especially if you're watching them on Halloween, which is when I recommend you doing it, let me know how it helped your vibes of that day kind of go. But these films are really fun. The series is really, really fun, and I have to thank Screenbox all the time for the amazing work that they do, and also what they've been doing for my show over here. And lastly, I gotta let everybody know that it's coming up on November 30th at Cinema Salem. I will be showing The Mean One with a director and producer in person on November 31st. 30th, sorry, not 31st. November 30th. Tickets are on sale, and the link will be down below for anybody who wants to come and attend. There will be exclusive things there. They'll have posters. I might be bringing some extra stuff other than the posters I usually get made, but the tickets are on sale. And I forget what I have them at. I think they might be at $18, I think. But we might be doing some giveaways and stuff on that as well. But thank you guys so much for being here and listening to the show, and, you know, catching up on all the ones that have been out. And thank you for coming to this Halloween special. I'm going to go watch these films again, I know for sure. I'm definitely watching Trick or Treat again. But let me know what you guys think of these, and I'll catch you on the next one.